This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A nearly seven-hour standoff in Burlington ended with a man dead and a woman injured. Police say the woman escaped Saturday morning after a reported assault and was taken to the hospital. A 43-year-old man then barricaded himself inside of a home. SWAT showed up. Officers who entered later found him dead. An investigation continues. A Racine rollover crash near 9th Street and Park Avenue brought multiple ambulances to the scene yesterday. At least one person was reported trapped. Flight for Life was called in but couldn't fly because of storms. We're working to learn what caused the crash and the extent of any injuries. A 25-year-old Franklin man died after an accidental shooting at the Eagle Sports Range in Cudahy. Police say he was shot in the chest Friday and taken to Fratert. The range says it later learned that he died that night. Police are still investigating. Child abuse charges were discussed after a man allegedly tripped a 9-year-old at a youth football game in Racine County. Police say 41-year-old Terrence Bradshaw went onto the field after getting upset about a play. Police and prosecutors decided a disorderly conduct citation fit the case. The child was not hurt. A triple homicide case in Milwaukee is now part of Wisconsin's governor's race. Republican Tom Tiffany says violent inmates shouldn't have jail tablets after prosecutors say Thomas Zellickoffer used one to intimidate a witness. Democrat David Crawley says tablets can help inmates contact family, lawyers, and services. For now, a judge has restricted that suspect's communication privileges. Body camera video cleared a Racine County deputy accused of mistreating an inmate. Public defender Cole Covey later admitted his claim was false. He pleaded guilty to obstructing an officer and was fined $1,000. You must also report the matter to the Office of Lawyer Regulation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the global war on terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Milwaukee with an eight-game lead over Chicago heading into tonight's game, and yet the crew still not a favorite in the postseason, manager Pat Murphy.
People like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and yeah, it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
The Cubs losing at home last night to the Reds 7-5. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Three home runs are going to kill you in a start. I mean, that's just too many. You're not having a good start if you give up three home runs. You got to limit that part of the game.
NFL, the Packers made some trades at the deadline yesterday to form a 53-man roster. They added running back Caleb Johnson from the Steelers and tight end Mark Redman from the Rams. They gave up quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a future sixth-round pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible from this morning into early afternoon, then partly cloudy. It's going to be warm and muggy today with a high of 89. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms after midnight, low of 72 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.